Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. Welcome to yet another episode, and if this is your first time here, it's an album review.
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
So here I was on Twitter like a week ago, last weekend, and I saw a tweet by Amanda Moe promoting her most recent album titled Sitsanzile, and I thought maybe, just maybe, I should review it. So I quoted the tweet and said, you know what, maybe this might be the next album review. I think I was half serious, but she liked and retweeted it, and I was like, wait a minute. You know what, I'm definitely going to listen to the album and review it, so here we are. And before I even jump into this album review, I am glad I did that. First, let's talk about who Amanda Moe is. Amanda Moe is an R&B, soul and pop singer-songwriter from Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, and she's working in South Africa. Of notable accolades, she was the 2014 winner of the CBaby Friday Night Live series, or SFNL, which is a huge music competition out of Eswatini. So you know she knows a thing or two about singing, right?
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The lead single from Sitsanzile is a song called Uwami, which is a very catchy groove. The video, which is on YouTube, was released in March 2018, so it's been there for about a year and maybe 4 months, 5 months. And it shows Amanda Moe having fun in the studio with some shots of her by the coast as well in Durbs with a love interest, a really muscular guy, ladies. And really, when I look at it from a song perspective, this is what love songs are about. I did read on one of the YouTube comments that Uwami had something tiggy tiggy about it. And although I'm inclined to agree to a certain extent, I don't think it's that apparent. Like, you wouldn't say it's a carbon copy or anything. It's natural that when you get a big track such as Tiggy Tiggy from Sands, who's also from Eswatini, it can influence the sounds coming out of a country. So, I mean, Eswatini is no exception. Uwami is an amazing love song and great track nonetheless. The title track, Sitsanzile, of course, which translates to I Choose You, is a beautiful ballad with a lovely build-up. It really starts chilled, slow, and, you know, Amanda Moore kind of introduces the track by saying, hey, this is Sitsanzile, and, you know, that kind of vibe. But she obviously says it with a way better voice than mine. The song is about someone acknowledging their imperfections and their mistakes, especially in the relationship context, but still choosing that one person that they love through it all. So they're willing to choose them over and over and over again, even if they've wronged them in the process. Then, not to say they did it deliberately, but we are human and we make mistakes, right?
Find us on motomotomusic.com.
On the other hand, a track like Kuhlukana Nawe has that African soul going for it with some excellent BVs. To say the beauty of the track is built on the backing vocals may sound harsh, but in reality, it's actually the mastery of it. You know, you have to know the right track to do that on. And Amanda Moe did exactly that on Kuhlukana Nawe. She sings it perfectly, but the backing vocals, aye, stellar. Excuse my pronunciation here, but Sitsandwa Sami is a duet with Denzel Smith, who really gave an excellent account of himself. The brother is vocally gifted, and it was nice to hear a different dynamic to this album. This is potentially the slowest tune on Sitanzile, maybe including the song Broken Little Thing as well. Yeah, those two are, I guess, the slowest songs on there. But I guess on that note, I believe collabs in general do add variety to any album. Having said that, there were only three collabs on Sitanzile. Two, if you consider that DJ Maphorisa was really on the producer creds rather than a vocal performance. Point being, you really get a largely undiluted Amanda Moore on the entire Sitanzile project.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Technically, I'd say the album was pretty dope overall. The arrangement was quite impeccable, especially in managing the transition in what you experience. An example is what you get when moving from something as slow and watered down as Sitsandwa Sami, then moving on to Lalela, which I think is one of the best tracks on this album, to be honest. There's nothing overly out of that mellow zone. And with the 12 tracks, I think that was a good move because all of them are generally within the same realm. You don't listen to one track and be like, okay, cool. Then listen to the next and you're like, wait, this is the same album? No, you don't get any of that. So the way this album was arranged was pretty cool. The entire track list, I think, gives an accurate depiction of the kind of music Amanda Moore loves to make and wants to make as well. To the contrary, I do think for this type of music, which is like ballads and really soulful R&B, I think Amanda Moore can push the envelope a bit more. I really wanted to do even more than what she did on Sitsanzile. She's got an awesome voice, which goes without saying. And what I wanted to hear, and I hope to hear on her next offering, is more clarity in everything, especially the instrumentation and that overall recording, to allow her to shine even more on the track. Really, for me, it's just about taking it that extra notch or two to make it absolutely perfect. One thing I did want to note is I enjoyed some of her vocal techniques and the general use of her voice on this record. The songwriting as well was quite impressive. You can tell that Amanda Moore and her team actually took time to really sit down and come up with some good music.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
It's definitely great to see such good albums coming out of Eswatini. I think the first Eswatini album I ever reviewed was Sands of Time by Sands. And that album really opened up a lot of doors for Swazi musicians when considering, especially I guess, Southern Africa. Just looking at Eswatini and saying, hey, what's the music from this country like? You can never underestimate that. I can describe Amanda Moore's music as largely soulful R&B with a dash of Afropop in there just to spice it up. When I say a dash, I do mean a dash. There are hints of Afropop, I should say, but definitely wouldn't go as far as boxing it within that one genre. Sitsanzile also has a predominantly live feel to it, so when you go through the tracks, you don't really feel like it's electronic music for the most part. And I'm not sure if most of the instrumentation was just live recorded, but that's the feeling that I get from listening to Sitsanzile. To summarize the general vibe of the album, I'd say half of it is something you can two-step to, you know, just chilled music you can listen to with your bae or even like your parents, you know, that kind of thing. And then the other half is deep love songs, like emotional stuff, and just needs you to sit down and just take it in, you know? Maybe just chilling on a Sunday, after church or something, and you just want something just to soothe you, you know? And honestly, true to Swazi fashion, Amanda Moore knows how to make a good love song. Take it from me. When you're looking for love songs from Africa, do not look further than the beautiful land of Eswatini. So, my picks from Sitsanzile are the following tracks: Lalela, Hambi Yomfuna, Sitsanzile, Wami, Mpatse Kahle, and Lukholo Lwami, which is like a gospel sort of song. And, you know, it's just got that, I don't know, like, you know, like that choral music sound to it. And it's a song that you can just listen to, I think, just to lift your spirits. Yeah, that kind of song. And yeah, those are the songs that I liked on Sitsanzile by Amanda Moore. So, should you even bother listening to Sitsanzile by Amanda Moore? The verdict is yes, a resounding yes. You definitely should listen to that album. It's a wonderful album with a highly mature sound and deserves a lot more love from the people. Sitsanzile by Amanda Moore is available online. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Deezer, everywhere. You can also follow Amanda Moore on Twitter. Her handle is Amanda Moore Music, and that's Moore with an M-O. And on Facebook, Amanda Moore is also Amanda Moore Music. Anyway, that's it from me, team. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Ndeende.
Find us on motomotomusic.com.